MP3s and NPCs.
Hello, humanity. Trees are good. This is MP3s and NPCs, music and gaming for you and me. My name is Terrence Breyer.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm going to play music, talk about some video games, some anime stuff. You know how it is. You know what it is. I don't know why I keep doing these intros. New episode. Check it out now. A new Nintendo Direct drop and a slew of cool games have been announced. One of the biggest reveals was the Star Wars Battlefront Classic Collection, which features the original Battlefront games. This collection has local and online multiplayer, which is extremely important. Lots of people, including myself, were pretty pissed off when the Star Wars Episode 1 Racer re-release did not have online multiplayer. This is a big win. Another major reveal was Disney Epic Mickey Rebrushed, which is a remaster of the 2010 Epic Mickey game on the Nintendo Wii. This will feature updated graphics and some new skills for Mickey to use. Rare also dropped a handful of games on the Nintendo Switch Online service. Killer Instinct, the Battletoads, and Battle Maniacs can be played on a Super Nintendo. Snake Rattle and Roll and RC Pro-Am are new additions for the NES library. And Blast Corps is now available on the Nintendo 64 library. Lots of great reveals. I'll leave a link in the show notes so you can check them all out. Gonna jump into some music from Blunt Chunks. This is Psyche's Flight from their newly announced debut album, The Butterfly Myth, which will be released on April 19th via Telephone Explosion. I had an early listen of this record a few weeks ago, and it's absolutely amazing. This is one of my favorite songs from the release. I hope you enjoy it. Psyche's Flight from Blunt Chunks.
But I
The trailer for Elden Ring's highly anticipated expansion has been released. Shadow of the Erdtree is slated for a June 21st release on PC, PlayStation 5, PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and Xbox Series XS. In Elden Ring Shadow of the Erdtree, players step into the Land of Shadow to explore a new adventure full of mystery and danger, to confront threatening bosses with new weapons and armor, follow in the footsteps of Mikola, and unravel the dark side of the Elden Ring story. Pre-orders for the expansion are live right now. Obviously, you need the base game to play, but they do have special bundles featuring both the Elden Ring base game and its expansion for those who want to jump into Elden Ring now and whatnot. Elden Ring became an instant hit when it dropped in February 2022. The game sold over 13 million copies within a month of its release, earned awards at every turn. I played Elden Ring, great game. Lots of people will be clearing their calendar to play this new expansion. Getting back into the music with psychedelic soul band Ghost Funk Orchestra with their song Eyes of Love. This song comes from the band's new studio album A Trip to the Moon, which will be released this week on Coal Mine and Karma Chief Records. This April, the band will embark on a Northeast trek with Marco Benevento in support of the release. More tour dates will be announced soon. Eyes of Love, Ghost Funk Orchestra, check it out.
Set his sails and take off into the night.
But he wouldn't dare, not in a million years.
No, he wouldn't dare, not if he knows what's good for him.
He wouldn't dare, no.
On Tuesday, I went to an early press screening of the forthcoming compilation release Demon Slayer to the Hashira Training, courtesy of Crunchyroll and Sony Pictures. This release includes the final two episodes of the Swordsmith Village arc, as well as the never-before-seen first episode of the forthcoming new season. I'm going to go into a spoiler-free review for the new episode. If you haven't finished season 3 or simply do not care about Demon Slayer, you can skip ahead a couple minutes and whatnot. Obviously, you saw how season 3 concluded. Tanjiro took down the demon and Nezuko somehow survived being burned. This new episode finds Tanjiro relaxing after such a hard battle. There's a bunch of funny moments in there while they're taking a break, and they do get their sword back and it looks absolutely amazing. There's also a situation involving two popular Demon Slayer Corps members that gets a bit of tense, you know? The new episode ends with an intriguing request, and I will leave it at that. Tickets for the new Demon Slayer theatrical release are on sale right now. I'll link where you can buy them in the show notes. Getting back into the music with New Jersey rock band Kanak. This is the song Outside from the forthcoming EP On the Outside, which is slated for a March 22nd release on PopClick Music and The Orchard. The EP was produced by Ed Stasium, who is best known for the work of acts such as The Ramones, Talking Heads, and Motorhead. Check it out, Outside from Kanak. Power Wash Simulator's forthcoming collaboration with Warhammer 40K is coming very soon. The DLC will arrive on February 27th on PC, Xbox, PlayStation, and the Nintendo Switch. The DLC will bring a slew of Warhammer vehicles and machines to be washed, such as the Ultramarines Land Raider and the Blood Angels Thunderhawk. Power Wash Simulator recently had collaborations with Back to the Future, SpongeBob SquarePants, Final Fantasy VII Remake, and Tomb Raider. Time for some music from Dom Rivers and Dre Taylor. The two hip-hop artists have delivered their new single titled Looking for Love. Rivers and Taylor will deliver their collaboration album in the near future. Be sure to check that out when it drops. Here's Looking for Love from Dom Rivers and Dre Taylor. Sifu was celebrating a major milestone with some free gifts for players. The beat-em-up game recently sold 3 million copies, and developer SoulClap is giving fans two free outfits. Fans can either rock Rizrin's costume and mask inspired by the final boss from SoulClap's first game, Absolver, or they can wear the street-style-inspired jumpsuit highly requested by the Sifu community. Released in 2022, Sifu gained Best Action Game nominations at the Game Awards and the DICE Awards. The last song I'm going to play is Pretty Boy from all-female rock band Side Chicks. This Saturday, the SoCal band will perform at Solaris Brewery in Murrieta with Mason Zero and Minor Strut. If you're in that part of SoCal, be sure to check them out. It's a free all-ages show. Anyway, here's Pretty Boy from Side Chicks.
Babe, please don't leave me. I know I messed up. I want you, and only you. You're the love of my life. Forget about the Side Chicks. Forget them.
You think that you're something special. You think you're the man. You think that nobody understands. Oh yeah, you think by flashing a smile, fingers through your hair, every single girl will stop and stare. Well, pretty boy, pretty boy, pretty boy, I'm not your girl toy, girl toy, girl toy. You annoy, you annoy, you annoy me, and I'll rip your pretty face off. Well, pretty boy, pretty boy, pretty boy, just believe me when I say, today's the day that your charm won't work, I'll just scoff and turn away. Us all as helpless damsels in distress. This pretty thing completely love obsessed. Who cares if we have feelings that our hearts will break? You say let's see how much she can take. Well, pretty boy, pretty boy, pretty boy, I'm not your girl toy, girl toy, girl toy. You annoy, you annoy, you annoy me, and I'll rip your pretty face off. Well, pretty boy.
Thank you all for listening to another episode of the MP3s and NPCs podcast. Lots of great music, lots of great news. Hope you enjoyed what you heard. And yeah, until next time, humanity.